We're at 1154 south of Boyle Drive, just about a third of a mile south of McDonald's. That's my radio.
Yes.
Just a little bit south of McDonald's. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. 7 to 2 on Saturday. We'll be here. And, yeah, y'all come.
I mean, we appreciate you, Randy.
Hey, one note. We have gotten caught up on the contract. So we're free agents.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. First time since the storm.
The word is out. And we appreciate you.
Thanks, Randy.
Have
we'll
a
talk
good
to you
one,
next
Randy.
Week.
See Take you. Care, my All friend. Say it right. for me, please.
I'll do it.
All righty, we're at 9.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump announces a news conference being held by his attorneys at noon Eastern at Republican headquarters in D.C. to lay out what he calls a very clear and viable path to victory in the presidential election. Results of the hand recount in Georgia are due to be released today.
About 5,800 uncounted ballots were found at Floyd, Walton, Douglas, and Fayette counties. Some were not uploaded properly, while others were never counted in the first place. These votes slightly narrow the gap between the candidates, with Joe Biden now leading with 12,781 votes over the president.
Janice Yu with Fox 5 Atlanta. New unemployment claims are up for the first time in 5 weeks.
We came in at 742,000. This is the week ending November 14th. Continuing claims, that came in a little bit less than expected, 6.372 million.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We've already warmed up 15 degrees from our morning low this morning, so we're into the low 50s already. On our way to a high of at least 68, I think we'll tease 70. After a chilly week like this, especially at night, the words warming trend sounds nice to me. I mean, I like that. Sunshine today, absolutely perfect with a high, again, teasing 70. Tonight, clear, not as cold. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues. High 73, maybe a little bit better than that on Friday. Perfect. Saturday's perfect with a high in the mid-70s. In fact, mid-70s on Sunday as well with a sun and cloud mix. Still dry. Dry on Monday, but I think it's the middle of next week, and that's Thanksgiving Eve, where there's a storm system that has my attention. That one could be one with pretty good a band of showers and thunderstorms with it. Could it be severe? Well, this is severe weather season, of course. So, and we haven't had any rain. I mean, for the month, we've had 0.05, for heaven's sakes. So it's been so quiet for so long. But again, Thanksgiving Eve, that storm system has my attention. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Right now, this morning, east winds at 12. It's 53 degrees and looking nice at 9:04.
How you doing?
Hi. What's up?
Just a lot of breaking news.
A lot of breaking news at 11 a.m. Not only the Georgia stuff, but the president has now called. He's got something going on at 11 a.m.
Yeah, a press conference coming up, and a lot of there's a private attorney on his own behalf, Lynn Wood. He's continuing to file all sorts of motions and injunctive relief. Sounds like something you get in your eye.
If Eddie plans a news conference for 11 a.m., it's really going to start getting busy. All that kind of stuff.
No, we got some questions for Eddie here today.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw a certain story having to do with a certain Krispy Kreme truck.
I missed that.
I've got some questions for Eddie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can just tell you.
No. Don't start right now. We don't have time right now.
I see
don't.
Why you're pointing that at me.
Yeah, okay. So you can
stereotyping
empathize.
Stereotyping me is what you're
doing. No, I'm not stereotyping. I know you. I'm not saying all the Yetis in the world would
do just this.
Yeah, just you. This is a very individualized accusation.
Oh, my God.
Or suspicion.
I'll have to check into this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rich, I want to congratulate you on the great weather we've had.
Thanks.
I mean, as opposed to what we had just, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Well, now we're living in heaven.
Well, yeah, but I'm really careful because we are getting into tornado season here. And So we got to be careful. But tonight at, on TV, we're talking about what kind of winter it could be. It looks a La Nina pattern tonight at 6
yeah,
and 10 on CBS 8 and ABC 32. To join me for my weather extra and get an insight, perhaps, into the winter ahead. That's called a promo.
Right. Well done.
Thank you.
You've been doing this a while?
A couple of minutes.
Yeah. First day.
All right, guys. Have a good one. You got a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye, Chase. He been doing better?
He's
much more lively lately.
Yeah.
There were a couple days there that were like, hey, what's up with him?
I don't know. He's got a split personality.
Well, he does work in radio.
Right.
All right, guys.
Have a good one, Rich.
Have a good one, guys.
Folks, news and views will officially begin here in mere moments.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey announced a $200 million grant program called Revive Plus. It will support small businesses, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations that have been impacted by COVID-19. Revive Plus will award grants of up to $20,000 to organizations with 50 employees or fewer. Andalusia police have identified the man killed in a shooting earlier this week. They say 26-year-old Micah Kuhn was shot and killed on George Street Monday night. Police have not made any arrests. And some holiday traditions in the River region are being canceled this year because of the coronavirus. The Shops at East Chase confirms its annual Christmas parade will not be held this year. Officials say they will have holiday-themed performances at the shops throughout the season. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
The holidays are alive and well with farm fresh Christmas trees now at the Home Depot and online at homedepot.com. Choose from a variety of trees specially selected for your region. Pick one out from our tree lot or get free delivery when you order online. Either way, you can't pick a better way to let the holidays begin. Holiday decorating improved. Farm fresh Christmas trees to pick up or delivered free from homedepot.com. How doers get more done. Selection and price vary by store. See store for details.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Of course, I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. You didn't have a good day yesterday? Took some time off? Relax?
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good to take a day off. You burned it. I mean that sincerely.
I can tell. It's just dripping.
Yeah.
No, seriously. It's just that I didn't sleep well last night myself, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
I had some issues, but I'm doing very well today, thanks. I slept like a virtual log last night.
That's good. That's good. The cool air.
Next to my trusted companion, who's running around here like a buzzard waiting to be fed. But I'll feed him at the next break so he doesn't chomp in your ear.
Well, let's start with something I sent you, because we talk about our sleeping patterns and our what we eat and these sorts of things. And I've got questions for Eddie here. Given a story yesterday, we've got questions for Eddie Bader.
Oh, we do. Yeah. We do. But that should come during the frivolous part of the show.
Right. Right. And we don't know when the frivolity will break out, but at a certain point it will. But here is something that was shocking people on the interwebs last night, all over the Twitter. Mm-hmm. I was a bit amazed to see it. So, a couple days ago, not yesterday, the day before, you know, Wayne County.
Yes.
In Michigan. That's where Detroit
is. My wife was born.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. Shocking, isn't it?
Small world.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wayne County, Michigan, where Detroit is, they were sending the election results, the vote tallies, to be certified by the Board of Elections there.
Okay.
By law, it is a split board, two Democrats, two Republicans.
And yeah.
Initially, the Republicans said, there are too many irregularities. The amount of signatures we have don't match up to the amount of votes we have here on the rolls. And it's not just that. It's that we can't explain that discrepancy. Sometimes you can easily explain it, but in this case, we've heard no justification or explanation for it. So we're not going to certify.
Well, so more signatures than people existed on the voter rolls.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
There you have it.
So they're going to stick to it. Trump congratulates them on Twitter. It's good to see this courage. So much courage out there. This is what fighting looks like, folks. And then, late into the night, these two Republicans recant. This is after they're browbeaten on Zoom. I don't know if you've ever been browbeaten on Zoom.
I have not.
Like, it's one thing for somebody in person to really just dog cuss you, Jack, and I'm sure that's happened in life.
The Jack?
Not that often. No, not that.
Yeah.
But, you know how it is. But,
oh, I'm very familiar.
But even in a remote setting, you had all these Democratic operatives, people running for state house, all these folks essentially just saying, you people are racist. You people are not respecting the vote, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we know where you live, where your children go to school.
Yes, your family.
Huh. And then they're told by the legal counsel to the Board of Elections, hey, y'all don't really have this power, so you should just go ahead and certify it because it's not worth the fight. You don't really have the power not to certify it, even though that's what the board does.
Right.
And by the way, we're going to make a deal with the state people, the state Board of Elections, that we'll do a full audit. We'll do a full audit if you go ahead and certify Wayne County. And they're like, okay, fine. We've just been browbeaten. We're told we don't even have the legal power, even though that's what the board is for, and we've been given this deal to audit everything fully, so our concerns are met. So they went back and certified the results from Wayne County, Michigan. Well, and here's the news late last night. I'm just going to read from justthenews.com, John Solomon's outlet. Headline, in dramatic reversal, Wayne County Election Board Republicans rescind vote certifying results.
Ooh.
They fill out affidavits. It's an extraordinary turnabout that foreshadows possible legal action. Two GOP members of the Wayne County Elections Board signed affidavits Wednesday night alleging they were bullied and misled into approving election results in Michigan's largest metropolis and do not believe the vote should be certified until serious irregularities in Detroit votes are resolved. For instance, one of the guys is named William Hartman. Quote, I voted not to certify, and I still believe this vote should not be certified. Until these questions are addressed, I remain opposed to certification of the Wayne County results. Added Palmer, she is Monica Palmer, the other Republican on the board. I rescind my prior vote to certify Wayne County elections. They both put this in affidavits. I read them last night. They're very quick, very short. And they lay out how they're intimidated. They lay out how they were misled by the legal counsel to the board. They're misled by the state board of elections that they're going to do an audit.
Their families were threatened.
Right. So that's a big change. And we'll see where that goes. Also, Donald Trump yesterday, the Trump campaign, instead of doing the full $8 million to recount the whole state of Wisconsin,
yeah,
they decided, hey, let's pick the two biggest counties, the two biggest cities in Wisconsin. We'll pay you $3 million to do a recount there. And by the way, we want this recount because of all these irregularities and the fact that you did not have signatures to these ballots. You did not follow voter ID requirements that is law in the state of Wisconsin. I want to see, did you give people absentee ballots without them filling out applications? Did you for a whole week just hand out these ballots to people?
Mm-hmm.
Let's move to Georgia. In Georgia, Lynn Wood filed all sorts of affidavits with, I think, six or seven different affidavits. And all of them claim that when they're doing the recount, either observing or actually taking part in the recount, two of them, I believe, are registered Democrats. One is very much a Republican activist, so I'm like, okay, lady. You might be right, and saw what you saw, but let's say it's the other team. Two registered Democrats. They all testify under oath, threat of perjury, that when they're doing these recounts, there's this very unique batch of ballots, hundreds of them, that were really crisp, like they hadn't been handled at all.
Really?
And the only vote filled in was for Biden, and it was filled out perfectly. Now, I know when I vote, I like to get that bubble right.
You don't go outside the lines?
No, I like to get that bubble right.
It was printed with the bubble already filled in on.
That's the suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But, I mean, when you vote, Jack, do you like to get the bubble right, or you just kind of willy-nilly? Yeah.
No, I get the bubble right.
Yeah. You get the bubble right, Eddie?
I usually do.
Okay. But not that right. I'm not a machine. Neither are you two. And so this is very suspicious activity. Lynn Wood has become hell for the Secretary of State there in Georgia. The guy is not giving up, and apparently he's doing all this on his own because he is a resident of Fulton County of Atlanta. And so as a private citizen withstanding, he's trying to get injunctive relief saying, hey, you got to stop this. So folks, the Trump strategy is taking place. Apparently there will be a Trump campaign press conference at the RNC headquarters at 11 a.m. our time. And Trump tweeted it out. He seems very much over the moon about it. He canceled his plans to go to Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving like he's done every year. Mm-hmm. He's staying in D.C., staying to fight. And it seems the strategy continues to be not to get Trump to 270, but to deny Joe Biden certification in these states where all these irregularities are happening and keep Biden from 270. That throws the election into the House of Representatives, where Republicans control the number of states because it's each state gets one vote. They control 26 state delegations. And I'm not saying this will happen. I'm not saying it's even likely. But I'm also saying it's not impossible that Speaker Nancy Pelosi will have to gavel in the second term of Donald J. Trump. I'm not saying it's likely. But it's not impossible.
Well, it would be I would rather it have been a fair and honest election where Donald Trump would have won. Because if it had been a fair and honest election, he would have. But this would be mighty sweet.
It would be.
And I'm telling y'all, there is no doubt in Jack Campbell's mind, offering my other leg if it's not true that Trump won Pennsylvania and he won Michigan.
There's not a doubt in my mind either, Jack.
With all the unrest in Michigan, those people were fed up. And that governor, I doubt she will ever get reelected. And in Pennsylvania with the fracking and then all that unrest in Philadelphia.
Oh, and real quick aside, did you see that the Pennsylvania governor has mandated mask wearing in your own
home? In your home, baby.
Yeah, I sent you that yesterday. Can you believe that?
What the hell is this? No, I do thank you to Governor Ivey. Actually, thank you to Stephen Reed. All Stephen did at the press conference the other day with Scott Harris is, hey, be careful. It wasn't any new restrictions. It looks like hospital capacity is fine in our area. Governor Ivey saying, I will not shut down business again in the state. Same with Governor DeSantis of Florida, Governor Abbott of Texas. I mean, this is a good sign for Republicans and people who love liberty standing up and also understanding these lockdowns don't work. You even have the WHO saying that at this point. Stop it with the lockdowns. They don't work. They destroy economies and livelihoods. We get more death than we're saving people's lives. Stop it. But yeah, you're right with the blowback that's going to happen from the way these elections were administered. And don't get me wrong, the blowback, if that crazy scenario I laid out, that it seems like the denying certification to throw this thing into the House of Representatives, you better believe there's going to be a blowback, too, from the left. Just go look up the videos of how Democrat operatives and activists treated the two Republicans in Wayne County, Michigan. It was over-the-top stuff, like, when you get close to your maker. It was just like a Hulk Hogan promo. No, more like Undertaker.
WWE promo.
It was like the biggest bag of, when you get close to your maker, brother, your soul is going to be burning. Well, it's like, what in the... Like, who the hell are these people? So, it ain't over yet. Or it seems like it might be if you watch the corporate press. It ain't over yet. But we'll see. We'll see. And we're still waiting on Sidney Powell to release, what is it, the Kraken?
Yeah.
The Kraken.
Which is, I think, the Super Karen.
Yeah. Yeah, the Kraken. 272-9228. You want to take some calls, Jack?
Sure.
Jersey Jr.
Gentlemen.
How you doing, Jersey Jr.?
Donald J. Trump will take us to the promised land. Woo! So these ballots are loaded with different money-making schemes in amendments and promises that the representatives are going to bring. So if they start finding all this fraud and tossing out hundreds, if not thousands, of ballots, do they rerun the whole ballot? Because there's tons of House races that are razor thin, and we're only 5 seats short of taking the House.
No, I think it would go to what I'm saying before, certification. And there might be, I haven't seen this on the House level or the Senate level. They're mostly focused on the presidential race. But if you deny certification, it is possible. It's not, it just happened, for instance, in Nevada with a local race. It happened in North Carolina in a 2018 race. It happened in New York State where you completely throw out an election. You had to do a redo. I don't think you're going to get that. The presidential race is a unique thing. It's why somebody will be president. It would have to be thrown to the House if they go this far.
So they're just going to focus pretty much on the presidential vote, and they may have stolen the House using the same method that they tried to steal for Biden, and even going all the way down to state amendments. Which is a money grab in a lot of ways.
Well, again, I'm not saying this. Ticket. I'm not saying this scenario is very likely. I'm just saying that it's not impossible, and the strategy because it seems.
Well, if those candidates who lost raise the question, and want to pay for the recount, then by goodness, they will look at those as well.
Well, and I believe James in Michigan is saying that the Senate candidate.
He's a great guy.
What if by virtue, that they throw out, say, 10,000 ballots that are considered, we'll just grab a state, we'll just say Michigan, they throw out 10,000 ballots that were fraud, And then that changes the balance of everything. Representative seat.
Yeah, absolutely. If the whole ballot's thrown out, yeah, it'll impact every race.
Oh, and it depends on what the ballot, you know, who, what was bubbled in. Was it just the presidential race or other races? And, you know, we talked last night, Jack, and a lot of, I think, conservatives and even Trump supporters have been wondering, what's with all these weak lawsuits, almost frivolous lawsuits? Yeah. Where's the Kraken? You know, where's the goods? And it seems like a tactic to run out the clock and lull people to sleep, right, Jack?
That's what I think, because they can no longer say, well, there's no evidence that there was any fraud.
Right.
And they let them say that, lulled everybody to sleep, and now, bam.
Right, you get that knockout blow after parrying a few times. Yeah, faking it. Yep. That could be where we're going, or they're just, you know, making a bunch of noise, but I don't think that's the case.
Well, that was my question. I just want the House. I mean, we're so darn close. I mean, all it still takes is to overturn 5 seats and bye-bye Nancy.
Well, that'd be a very happy day in this country.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, you have a blessed day.
You too, Jersey.
Thanks,
Jr.
Jersey Jr.
272-9228, folks. This hour of news and views from 9 till noon brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you're looking to preserve those old memories, get those old film reels, slides, videotapes, VHS, Betamax, camcorder tapes, all those old analog video formats, and you want to bring them into the digital future, Dan Black Studios is the place to go. Check them out online at danblackstudios.net or give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team there. And a great sponsor of this hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Eddie in the house.
In the house.
We'll be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook, Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New home-style daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
Javier's Auto Body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Fantastic. Well, real estate guru galore. Guy knows of what he speaks because he has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market due to his 40 years of experience here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas. That means when you go to the Goodson Group, they can not only help you with a great team of buying your home, you can also sell that property, sell that home. I gotta stop drinking this radio station coffee. It's me all stopped up. But no, the Goodson Group can help you buy that home, sell your home, manage that great property for you. I mean, being a landlord can be tedious. It can be a pain in the butt. And so why not have the Goodson Group manage it for you? Still get revenue. It's still a performing asset for you. But they do a lot of the work, and they'll even find tenants for you. The Goodson Group is also home, and this is where Bo Goodson's experience really comes into play, of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the great state of Alabama because, well, Bo makes it an interactive class, a lot of Q&A, a lot of real-life scenarios, the good and the bad, because you can learn from both. So check them out today, whether you're looking to be a real estate agent yourself or just be a more knowledgeable player in the market. The Bo Goodson Real Estate School, looking to buy a home, sell a home, have that property managed, the Goodson Group is the place to go. Check them out online at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Who does Auburn play this weekend?
Tennessee? I think Tennessee. We got the schedule right in front of us there. I've been so caught up on politics, I have no clue, Jack. Like I've told you before, I'm becoming more and more like my father. The further away I get from high school football, the less I care.
Yeah, we got Tennessee.
Tennessee. Volunteer.
Tennessee.
When's the last time Tennessee was good?
When Phil Fulmer was coach. I hate
that. Is that the fact?
Yeah. I hate for those words to come out. Well, they had Derek Dooley for a while. That didn't work out. They had Butch Jones. That didn't work out. Now they've got Jeremy Pruitt, and that doesn't seem like it's working out.
Didn't they have Kiffin for a second, too?
Oh, they did. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love people Tennessee's try to forget that. Program right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're easy to beat.
Well, interesting, Hugh Freeze, who used to be at Ole Miss and left for sexual reasons, supposedly. Saban tried to rehab him, but I don't think the NCAA, I think that they, I don't think they allowed it. Now he's a coach at Liberty, and they are undefeated. So rumors are Hugh Freeze could go to South Carolina or Tennessee or even an outside chance to Auburn. Those are the big rumors in the football world.
Yeah, there's always a rumor around Gus Malzahn. He's inconsistent, to be honest about it. He's, I think, a great offensive mind, but even the best offensive mind, defensive coordinators can study you enough to figure out what you're doing. Happens with every offensive system.
Right.
And, yeah, he's. I've heard he's a nerd, which can work, but not the greatest leader of men, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a nerd that doesn't have people skills, well, then, you know, that's not... That doesn't bode well for your team.
Yeah. But so tough anyway. Business. Tough business.
I tell you, it's tough.
Yeah. So there's a story yesterday where four winners, real big winners, they decided to try to knock up a Krispy Kreme truck. What, they were trying to steal the catalytic converter in it?
Yeah, they don't know where the real value was.
No, I was going to ask, though.
What is this they stuff, Eddie?
Right, Eddie.
Well, I saw
that... I saw that a donut truck was upheld, and people were trying to break into it, I thought of you.
And I can see why. Yeah. Because I do have a love for donuts. However, when the donuts were still in the van, that should have confirmed Eddie had nothing to do with this caper.
Do you accept that, Jack?
To a degree, yes, but
because what they were
still
going
questions.
After was the catalytic converter, which I'm sure was valued to somebody.
When the boxes were still there, but is this like an Ocean's 11, where you made a perfect replica of the Krispy Kreme truck, and so the boxes are still there, but the donuts are missing?
I cannot confirm or deny that. Just know that, again, I had nothing to do with the case.
Hmm.
It's like if a beer truck got robbed and they're trying to steal the catalytic converter.
Yeah.
The value's in the beer, guys.
Well, and you know, I hate to be this way with some of these crime stories, but it's true. And Jack, I know you're a big true crime, like, crime story guy. You love watching mm-hmm. these sorts of things. Aren't there some, like this crime, where you're essentially trying to steal something off a Krispy Kreme truck in, like, the middle of Atlanta Highway?
Dude.
And you see their mugshots, and you're like, yeah, they did it.
They're rock stars, man.
Like, just from a mugshot, you're like, yeah, okay.
Makes yeah. sense.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't the profile like that.
Right. There's been a rash of those kind of things where they'll go to, like, U-Haul places, and they'll steal the catalytic converters overnight out of every truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the guys, and you're like, well...
Well, and it looks like, are these people crazy or are they on meth?
No, they're rockheads, man.
Yeah.
Or how much do you get for a catalytic converter?
It can't be that much, because I had to cut one off my truck one time, not to sell, but just to make the truck run better. That was a pain in the butt, and it was hot.
It was hot?
It was hot. Yeah. It was like, in the summer, and yeah, and then yeah. I was smart enough, let me move the truck in the shade, which, of course, heated up the catalytic converter.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there's a better way to make a living, guys.
Yeah, copper.
Man, I have that makes me. I have seen rockheads cut 6 feet of copper off an air conditioner line, and it cost the homeowner $1,500 to have that repaired.
Oh, that's not that funny, but still, it is funny.
But that's they do it.
Oh, that's crazy. It's crazy.
We got some rock stars.
Before we keep going here, I think this gentleman has some experience dealing with this element. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Well, you know, the best way to find a Krispy Kreme donut bandit is to look for the residue on their, their mouth.
I almost shaved this morning. I'm glad I didn't, just so you can see.
I know Eddie's familiar with that donut residue aftermath. But anyway, sometimes mistaken for other things. But moving right along, Joey, you know the last time Tennessee was really, really good?
No, I don't remember.
When they spanked the Auburn Tigers on the Plains last year at Jordan-Hare.
I don't remember this.
I still don't remember. I don't remember.
Yeah, if you look, you know, it was one of Gus's better losses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Tigers were clearly the better team. And Tennessee limped in there and did the deed, but that's when they were really, really good. But moving on to a broader subject there, do you think voting will ever be the same? I mean, the generations, people, you know, they used to like to stand in line and socialize, and voting was like a social activity for, you know, some. I think we're moving away from that, and I think it's the generations, you know, as those folks die out, people don't really like to, they don't like to go date anymore. They'd rather do it online. Do you think, because, and especially if Trump doesn't go back in and the Dems get control, do you think that mail-in balloting will be the wave of the future?
I hope it isn't, because I think it kind of takes away, if you're going to believe in voting, it should be a very active process. Yes. And on the day of, because we're seeing it now, you can, you know, wave your hand at it. Oh, they're just desperate. They're flailing, and, you know, laugh all you want, folks. Fine. But you have custody problems, like chain of custody problems. You get all sorts of discrepancies on, okay, is this on the up and up? Whereas if you actually go there the day of the polls and vote, it takes away a lot of those concerns.
Well, I was talking to my young neighbor, and he's in his late 20s, and he's a Bernie bro, and he sat out the election in 16 because he felt they got jilted. And
well, they did.
Well, they did, and he didn't have a, felt like he didn't have a voice, but he went this time because of, you know, they smoked the peace pipe, and Bernie was going to get a seat at the table. But anyway, he said he liked the mail-in ballot thing. He said he didn't really like going to the polls and voting. I just wonder if that's something of that, you know, your age group, or is that going to be the wave of the future. People just don't really like going to the polls and voting.
I hope not, because voting is a right. There's no doubt about it. But you got to put forth some effort.
Right.
And if you're... And I don't like the mail-in voting. I understand that there are cases where that needs to be done. That's fine. But that's a limited basis, not a nationwide proclamation, by no means. If you're not willing to go stand in line or at least go show your ID to confirm that you're a U.S. citizen and you want to vote for a particular candidate, then you don't need to vote. Sorry.
Well, I agree 100%. As I shared with him, you know, you don't get to wear the sticker after you go vote if you do the mail-in ballot, you know, and... It's just, was that a one-shot, one-time deal with, were there limitations on it just for this year, or is it open
to think the excuse of the pandemic did loom large in this, especially unsolicited mail-in ballots where they just sent it out to a bunch of people. They broke up with a lot of rules, say, in Michigan, Wisconsin, other places, using the pandemic. Pennsylvania did this, too, using the pandemic as an excuse. And these are rules that were pretty good ones, that had stood for years in those states. So I don't think they have a good argument, if they're going to be honest, on keeping this fast and loose. And after all this craziness that I think is about to happen in court, especially if the doomsday scenario for Democrats and not being certified does occur, yeah, I don't think you're going to see this again.
Well, hopefully not. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, but after all this, Steve brings up a good point. How about the dream of online voting?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah, with all these worries of hacking
machines. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have to have some encrypted kind of blockchain technology to pull it off. But
and even then, I would be suspect of corruption.
Yeah. Yeah, who creates the software? Yeah.
Right
who
now,
creates the program?
There's stories about the software being created by adversaries.
Yeah,
more
Smartmatic.
Or less,
yeah,
and then the data being stored somewhere out of the U.S. What the heck? I don't like any of that.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see. And Biden continues to act like president-elect, but as I mentioned earlier, kind of intimated that President Trump is continuing to act like President Trump. And so this is going to get interesting. And the White House continues to deny Joe Biden any sort of classified briefings. There are a lot of moves being made in the foreign policy scene. The geopolitical scene is getting pretty hot in the sense that, for instance, Joe Biden talked to the new prime minister of Japan and gave them essentially what is our Article 5 mutual defense treaty with Japan, said, yeah, there are these little islands off of Japan that China claims.
Yes.
What is the Senaku or something like that?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah, sure. But they're little islands off of Japan that Japan claims as their own, China claims them as their own, and Biden essentially said, hey, we'll honor our mutual defense treaty. And so that's heating up there in the whole Pacific arena, not to mention North Korea and other claims China's making in the region. Whether it's Trump or Biden, you've got some big outstanding issues there. And right now, during any sort of transition period, whether it, you know, whoever is going to be president, this is when foreign powers tend to push their hand.
Sure.
Though, Russia's been kind of quiet.
Sleeping bear? You think they're being quiet intentional, or do you think they're being...
I think they're just flabbergasted that, I mean, when they ran the last election, they did it on the up and up. And to see the Americans actually running their own, it's like, they don't need us.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
We got to hit a break. How you doing, Jack?
Fine, how y'all doing?
I'm all right. This hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all check them out today, danblackstudios.net. Dan Black Studios on Facebook, The Book of Faces, or give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
I love the holidays. Sometimes, though, they're a bit, well, overwhelming. Shopping, cooking, in-laws. It's nice to have a helping hand in Guardian Credit Union. Using my mobile deposit saves me so much time, and I love earning cash back when I shop. Guardian even helps with a holiday loan. With Guardian as my holiday helper, I stress less and enjoy more.
Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to get better and better as we get towards the weekend. For today, hard to improve on this with lots of sunshine, great fall day, high temperature up in the upper 60s. Not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, warming trend begins. A great Friday forecast, sunshine with a high around 73. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to love this. Warm and dry with highs in the mid-70s, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but still very mild for November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Lou Choir with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands, and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyluchoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
We're talking talking with Jason at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road and Highway 14. It's that special time of the year. Jason, I know you have a lot of great customers.
Yes, Dr. Sam. I wanted to invite everyone to come by our store here in Wetumpka who's never visited before and come see our selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols and ammo. Also wanted to thank everyone who has visited us this year. I know it's been a tough year for some people, but if you're not comfortable visiting our store, you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. If you do want to come in the store, our store hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of News and Views brought to you by Cole Plumbing. Cole family, they're great folks. How you doing, James? How you doing, CeCe? But Cole Plumbing is the place to call. If you have any plumbing problems, big or small, or they can install tankless water heater technology, maybe brand new toilets, maybe you'd like a toilet that's a little higher off the ground so you don't have to, you know, fall on it. Cole Plumbing, you need to save this number, 279-8919, 279-8919. They have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them, with minimal discomfort to you and your home, to go in with precision and expertise and solve those plumbing problems for you. You don't want to wait when you notice a plumbing problem, especially even if it's a little leak. Could not, you know, not a big deal, but it will become a big deal if you don't take care of it.
It only gets worse.
I was living with a guy a couple of years ago, and there was a leak coming in from apparently the apartment above us. It turned out the water heater above us.
Oh, joy.
But it was, like, leaking into my bedroom, so yeah. I was a little more concerned about it. The whole carpet is soaked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that, like, eggshell, like, stucco, you know, finish on the ceiling and on the walls, and so it's like falling off and
big chunks.
And he's like, "Yo, we could just wait. We can just wait."
Of course, you know why.
We can just wait to call the landlord, super. I'm like, "No, we need to call tonight and put it in." And I'm glad we did. So, you know, that's the case of an apartment. If you have your own place, or if you're not relying on, you know, landlords and stuff, have this number for Cole Plumbing saved. And hey, maybe you have a landlord and he's just not very good. You need to call Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919, or coalplumbing.com. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Indeed. So, did you see that, you know, the dreams of Democrats is Joe Biden in their mind is president-elect? And we'll see. Maybe it's true. Could be right. But some of them are calling for student debt forgiveness. Now, I have a lot of friends who are in student debt, and I feel for them. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm for certain ways of going about making that easier to pay off, because in many ways, I think the bill of goods sold to a lot of people was, it wasn't a good bill of sale. It was a crap product.
Yep.
But also,
you know, I have to say this about student loans, because I didn't have one. I was lucky. But for all the money the government gives away on ridiculous stuff, I don't have a problem. If somebody actually got a degree through a student loan, I don't have them have a problem with them reducing it, or I'm not sure I thought it ought to be written off, but I don't see why those people don't get a better break than they get.
Well, and the trick is a lot of people who have these outstanding loans are already, yeah, they come from rich families, they have plenty of money, they just have massive debts as well, yeah, especially going to these top schools. But there are some Democrats calling for abolishing student debt. It's become their latest rallying cry. Many on the 2020 Democrat debate stage had their own version of a debt forgiveness proposal, and now many are pressuring Joe Biden to pass one should he set foot in the White House. Now, it's been phrased in moral and not economic terms much of the conversation. And additionally, debt forgiveness puts two-thirds of taxpayers in the position of having some of their tax dollars paying off the debt of the remaining third of the population that statistically make more money than they do.
And
so it ends up, but here's a truly progressive proposal. If they want to be progressives, I got an idea.
All right.
The Ivy League. You know, Harvard, Yale, Princeton. Is Brown part of the Ivy League?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But the Ivy League, their endowment's something like $135
billion. Billion with a B?
Yeah. And it's not going to cover all the outstanding debt, which is in the $1.5 trillion range or so. But for especially those people up and coming, those first generation of people who went to college, who maybe have, you know, $10,000 in debt, $5,000 in debt, they're trying to make their way in the world. They didn't get some fancy degree in intersectionality and body odor being a, you know, frowned upon thing in a capitalistic world, which, by the way, that's a real academic paper I ran into yesterday. We have to get into people with body odor are stigmatized by the capitalist industrial system. The things that we pay for academic centers. But how about this? How about they do a one-time wealth tax on the Ivy League's endowments and give it to those who don't have as much money who are in debt, just trying to make their way in the world?
How much money do we as a government give to the Ivy League?
I don't know.
Why don't we reroute that money back to the student loans?
No, but I think they should go after these endowments.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, have the most privileged in our society help those who are having a little trouble.
But what if, when we're talking about forgiving student loans, what if I didn't get a degree, but I still got the student loan out there, and I just had to quit college?
So that's actually the case with a lot of people who have $10,000, $5,000, that range. It's folks who didn't finish.
All right. So doesn't that set a precedent? Let's say I buy a car later on in life, and the car breaks down, but I still owe money on it. Well, I got out of my student loans, so I don't owe the car people anything. I don't owe the bank anything. Government's going to take care of it. It's socialism?
Yeah. But if we're going to be socialists, let's at least go after the privileged and powerful. Not the average American citizen taxpayer.
That's not how socialism works, Joey.
Well, that's how it works in theory, but you're right. It isn't how it actually works. I think I saw a headline that the Obama's mansion in Hawaii got a special exemption from environmental protection rules. just another example of how this system works. It's so corrupt. So damn corrupt. 272-9228. I just think that's where we should start. If we're gonna, you know, steal from the powerful and the wealthy and the privileged, let's start with the Ivy League. I could get behind that. I mean, ideally, I would like freedom. They don't really tax us. I think the income tax is legalized theft. I mean, all this stuff I think is wrong, but nobody's listening to me on that. What? So, you know, if we're gonna play this game, let's actually go after the rich and wealthy and privileged and powerful. 272-9228. How you doing, Jay?
Fine. How you doing?
Did you ever want to go to the Ivy League?
No.
No.
I can't see that from Jack Campbell either.
Yeah. Where'd you go? Alabama?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Enjoy your time there? Do well there?
I was up and down on the academic scale.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. I made the dean's list one time.
One time.
4 years.
Dean's list, like, in trouble, or...
Do you remember what some of your favorite classes were?
I took...
alcohol.
They were mostly history and political science.
Likewise.
And, yeah. And a speech class I took.
Oh, I took one of those, and I got a C.
I got an A. I don't know why, but I remember the professor, but...
Well, I got a C because the TA was the one teaching, a teacher's assistant, trying to get her credits. And she had us be like, part of our grade was all the worksheets and prep work and notes we made. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'll just go up there and talk. Like, this reflects my experience in college. If I really like the class, I get an A. If I'm like, I'm jumping through another stupid hoop. Yeah, it's my fault. My fault. But
that was high school, too.
No, I did well in high school.
No, I mean, if I enjoyed the class and teacher, I did great. But if it was, you know, just what I considered a waste of my time, I did horrible.
It's almost like people don't, like, you're a successful individual now.
Who told you that?
You did.
Oh, okay.
And also, I have eyes. But it's almost like
Joey
doesn't mean success.